the temple. All right, shoot, Dennis, you got one for me.
Did you debate what you were going to do with your team today?
As in
practice, not practice?
Not really, no. We just finished 5-7. It's more about tomorrow than today, you know. I think today is about getting them in a good place and go from there.
You didn't have a game day yesterday either. Are you seeing fatigue?
Game day. Oh. I think fatigue's, you know, different factors of it. It's just you wear down. It's emotional, you know. It's emotional. It's pressure, and it's you're engaged in it, and it's very constant. And there's travel in there that I think you have to be smart how you manage things. You know, you'd like to practice, but you got to be a little bit smarter than that. Like, you look at some things we did in the game you could use to practice power play, for example, some of the skill stuff areas, you know, but not at the sake of the energy in the game. Well, we're trying to keep balance with things. Let's put it that way. We're trying to keep an even keel with things. You know, we know there's 16 games left. We're sitting here in March. When I looked in January at the situation we're in, getting through March was a big task. That's what I looked at from who we would be playing and the magnitude of the games and the schedule. And so we're sitting here in a decent position with 16 games to go, very much in control of our own destiny. We got to produce, and we all know that. So our focus is singular and just focusing on the day, and tomorrow's the game, and let's try to get it done with what we have.
Rough and quick to talk about how the fans can give you guys energy when you're on a roll. How about a night like last night?
I don't know that it has a big effect on the team. I think that players don't take it personal. I think that our fans have been supportive. They have the right to be able to do what they do. I don't, you know, they feel the same type of passion that they've always felt, and if that sometimes is driven by frustration, they do things that entertain themselves, I suppose, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think they have the right to do that, and it's always disappointing. It's not like it doesn't affect you, but you've got to. I think we all understand it.
Can you go through the injury updates of Mark Stewart?
Yeah, Stewie's going to be a game time decision. Wright is day to day, as I know it today. He's kind of in the same. It's upper, yeah. It's day to day with him. We have to see how things are going with him.
Toby
looks like he might be able to turn that corner. So we'll see if we can get him in there. And then Peluso's week to week, Slater's week to week. Who else have we got here?
Hainsey and Bozier seem to be some issues.
Yeah, Hainsey, that's another game time thing. So we're banged up a bit. I think Bogles, I think, is okay, I believe. So we've got some guys that are questionable. We have to see how all that shakes out tomorrow. So
Peluso's not on the horizon.
He's a week to week. He's a ways away yet.
Brooks Light was talking about their Washington's teamwork, and his quote was, they can work, talking about your team, they can work as hard as they want, but if it's all individual, we can counter that. He means by that, and he sees a lot of truth in that.
I don't. I mean, that's his opinion. It's his opinion. He's entitled to it, you know. I don't really have a comment on that. I mean,
the Tampa game today, or will you get away from hockey as well?
No, I don't. No, I'll watch it. I won't watch it religiously. I know them,
see them. I'll watch bits and pieces, see what they got. I look more at different things in the game sometimes. Sometimes it's X and O, sometimes it's the ebb and flow, what drives the ebb and flow, where it's turning and why it's turning, and some things that maybe I can take advantage of or we can take advantage of. But I won't sit there and watch it with a cup of tea, you know, and watch and get right into it. I'll watch it, but won't be my major focus today.
Is that one of the things you think with your team after losses, or just the point of the short season to tell them to get away from it all?
Well, I think the problem that you have is you have to, you need a lot of emotion and enthusiasm to play this game. And you can't lose sight of that, you know. Sometimes you think it's about execution of this and that. Sometimes it's more, you know, just let's go. It's more of that. And that's what you have to try to get to. And that, you know, you can argue what's more important, but that's just a feel you have to have with your team too. So just, I think that right now we need as much energy as we can in this game tomorrow. That's what we need. And that means here, there, everywhere, you know.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.